Hi, this is Angel. I am 11 year old, and today I'm going to try to understand the understanding of adults and kids. This is my first podcast. I hope it's enjoyable, and I made this podcast because, adults tend to have their side of the story, kids tend to have their side of the story, but neither gets hurt. So I'm going to try to make this simple, make this clear about each side of the story of certain things, because apparently neither side gets a good understanding. And I'm a kid myself, so I can understand. And me and my mom have talks like this all the time. Today on the understanding of adults and kids, I am going to talk about, is it disrespectful for a kid to try to speak their mind, to another adult? And I wanted to know, was that disrespectful? Because, parents, let's say I got into an argument with my mom or something, and she was like, "Angel, I told you to do your homework a long time ago." And I'll be like, "Mom, I tried to do my homework, but you told me to do this." And the parent will most likely say, "No, I don't want to hear it. Go do this or go do that." But every time we try to hear our side of the story, I'll be like, "Stop talking back. Stop doing this. Stop doing that." And y'all gotta realize, we have our own point of views too. And so that affects us in a certain way. And y'all be like, "Why are y'all always being so disrespectful?" We're not trying to be disrespectful. All we're trying to do is trying to say our point of view without getting talked over or getting paused in the middle of it. Let's say if we wanted to tell, to try to explain to adult, "Oh my gosh." Let's say you'd be like, adults, you know how some adults, my mom or none of my parents do this, but let's say they're getting abused mentally or emotionally. Not always physically, but emotionally or mentally. Y'all call them the dumb A word or B word types of stuff. But when we want to say y'all are mean, or you're so mean to me and I didn't do anything to you, we tend to get in trouble for doing nothing besides speaking our mind. And we might not even say it in a disrespectful way, and we still get in trouble. We'll get our phones taken away. We'll just get everything taken away just by saying one little thing of our side of the story. And it also makes it harder on us, because that's y'all always be like, "Speak your minds. Let nobody tell y'all to be quiet." But see, the thing is, when we speak our minds to an adult, it comes off disrespectful. So, I just don't understand also, how we can get both sides of adult's perspective and a kid's perspective at the same time. So, I'm going to try to be understanding towards an adult. Adult will probably say, if y'all ask an adult this question, "Why is it, how do y'all feel about a kid speaking their mind to another adult?" They're going to be like, "It's disrespectful. Because, I'm an adult. You don't talk to me like this. I'm in charge. I'm big. You're small. I'm smart. You're dumb." Stuff like that. Little things like that can affect the kids so much. Just because, you might be like, let's use my name. "Angel, be quiet." And I'm trying to explain to you my side of the story. Let's say the house got caught on fire. And the kid was the only person in there. Y'all probably make sure the kid's okay, but watch this, right after y'all say, "See the kid's okay," you're gonna be like, "Why did you let the house get caught on fire?" And if a kid says, "I didn't try to let the house get on fire, it was all an accident, it wasn't my fault," and then adult will probably say, "No, you wanna know how it's your fault? Cause you are responsible. You're old enough. I left you in this house by yourself, not for you to be irresponsible. Now I have to figure out how to get this out." But see, the thing is, we understand how you feel, and we understand we're also in the wrong. But y'all just don't understand us as kids. Because we trying to say, let's say I'm a kid and I caught the house on fire or whatever. My mom would say exactly what I just said 5 seconds ago. And I would have said, "It wasn't my fault. I wasn't paying attention. And I was trying to help my baby sister out." And then a parent would say, and also just by being the oldest, y'all be like, You know better. You shouldn't act this way. You have to be a good example for your siblings. Like, that's a lot of stress for a kid. And then y'all just make it harder for other kids or your kid in general to show, like, to hear their side of a story. Like, I feel like parents make it harder for a kid to share their side of the story. And I know parents going to say, like, you know, it's not our fault we tell a kid, don't do this or don't do that, because they know better. Y'all love to use that phrase, because you know better, or because you're the oldest, or because you're supposed to be more responsible, or like, don't do that. Don't do that. Just don't. Don't tell your kid that. I know, like, yes, certain things are supposed to know as an age, but parents also don't get that sometimes they put too much pressure on kids. Or when they don't let, like, let's say, like, I know my friend, and yeah, I was like, let's say, but y'all make it like the little things when a kid talks back is disrespectful. Not everything a kid say is disrespectful. If we're trying to say our side of the story, that's not disrespectful. If we're just trying to say our point of view, that's not disrespectful. What's disrespectful if we ignore y'all or tell y'all to shut up or leave us alone or slam the door on y'all or tell us, oh my gosh, you're so annoying. Like, stuff like that. Then y'all can call us disrespectful. If we're yelling at y'all can call us disrespectful. But if all we're doing is talking to y'all and trying to tell y'all our own point of view, that's not disrespectful. That's only us trying to explain our side of a story. Parents think everything kids say, do, if they're trying to say their point of view, that's disrespectful. Y'all need to understand the difference between disrespectful and just trying to hear our own point of view. Because parents seem, to me as a kid, it's like parents seem to not know the difference. And like, and then, like, and then y'all make it harder for a kid to want to speak their mind, or like, make it harder for a kid to want to speak their mind, because apparently when a kid speaks their mind, that comes off disrespectful. No, it's not disrespectful. It's really, truly not. The thing is, parents just only hear certain parts. Let's say I'm talking to my mom. I'd be like, it's not my fault the house got caught on fire. It was my little sister's fault. And I tried, stop. They're gonna be like, stop. Pause right there. They're not gonna hear anything you all said besides that part. I let my little sister do it. Or my little sister did it. They're going to say, why did you let your little sister do it? We didn't let our little sister do it. And then when we try to say, or let's say, I'm trying to say, I didn't let her do it, it was because I was trying to help my other little brother, my other little sibling. They're going to be like, but I told you watch all of them. So the thing is, y'all like to say we only hear certain things, but parents do the same exact thing. And some parents even admit to it, and it makes it harder for other kids. Like, don't do that. Just don't. Because kids, y'all just make it hard for kids to want to say what they think or speak their mind or just in general. Y'all just make it hard for kids to even want to open their mouths anymore. Because saying everything they say is disrespectful doesn't do anything. Or, yeah, just that in general. Like, just don't do that. And y'all also have to understand, like, not all kids trying to come off disrespectful. Some kids, yeah, but not all kids. If one kid's disrespectful, doesn't mean the other kid's disrespectful. If one kid's like to speak their mind, doesn't mean the other kid wants to speak their mind. If one kid does something bad, doesn't mean the other kid is going to say something bad. If you think, see, the thing is, parents think a lot. That's a good thing, but it's not good when a kid is trying to say how they think, and y'all be like, I thought I heard you say this, or a kid say, I thought you said this, y'all gonna be like, well, you thought wrong, or like, I don't want to hear it, or just go to your room. Leave me alone. But when the kid says, can I please have some privacy? Oh, y'all gonna be like, so why do you need privacy? You don't need privacy. What are you doing in your room? Like, everything a kid does is not messed up or inappropriate or wrong. Like, I understand we live under y'all roof. Y'all are in charge of us. Y'all older than us. Y'all pay for the bills. Y'all pay for the food. But also, listen, if a kid asks for privacy or nothing like that, it's not because we trying to do something inappropriate or nothing. Or we just... Or we on our phones doing something we're not supposed to. Like something like simple as, just can I have some privacy? It don't be like, what y'all need privacy for? You don't need no privacy. Or like, that's just like that. But it's not. And then y'all be like, it's not. And or be like, all I said was, y'all gonna cut us off. Y'all gonna be like, no, I don't want to hear it. Or be like, or y'all favorite saying, every parent's favorite saying is, who you talking to? Or, or what's the other saying? Or if you don't be quiet, I'll give you a reason to cry. Or if you don't be quiet right now, I'm gonna go call your dad. If you don't be quiet right now, blah, blah, blah. If you don't be quiet right now, blah, blah, blah. Like simple stuff like that. But that's all I wanted to say today. Enjoy this podcast. And also want to know, and I also want like people to send me their side stories, like what they feel if a kid, how a kid like responding, or if a kid said or speaks their mind back to an adult, is it disrespectful? And I just want to know how other parents and kids feel about that. And yeah. And I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. And look out for my next one. I think I'll do my next one. I don't know. Probably tomorrow, I guess, if I remember. Well, it's still going to be this week or next week. And just look out for that. And please don't forget to follow me. And this is the understanding of adults to kids. Peace out!